How can I help you?
Well, you can't help me. Yeah, you come. How long you been here, brother?
How long I've been here?
Yeah.
Been where?
Preaching.
Oh, how long I've been preaching? Oh, many, many years. I've been following the Most High Jesus Christ. I've been born again about 15 years.
Yeah.
And my wife and I retired early. And what's your first name?
Hoyle.
Hoyle. Yeah. Oh, that's a different name. My name is James.
Yeah.
I won't forget that name. We sold everything we owned. I retired early. This is our house. And we travel the country. And we preach the gospel, street preach, do events, go to religious, outside religious places. It's my wife, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
And we go all over the country, and we migrate south in the wintertime, not for the, obviously, for the beaches or the golf courses, but because people are outside and there's events everywhere. Up north, I just got a report from my brother. It's like 10 below. We're originally from Wisconsin.
Okay.
But we travel all over now. Yeah. And we preach the biblical gospel. I'll give you one of our gospel cards.
Okay.
Most of the world. Hoyle. Right. His name is Hoyle. Isn't that unique?
Yeah, it is.
Most of the world is caught up either in total unbelief, atheism, or their own separate, you know, false belief systems like Hinduism and Buddhism and all that. And then the other part in America, most people are caught up in false Christianity.
Right.
Whether it's Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, non-denominational.
Yeah.
And what they have is the enemy, Satan, is the enemy. He's very wise.
Right.
He's no dummy. He's not a guy with horns and a pitchfork and in flames like Hollywood shows you. He's a beautiful angel of light that comes and deceives. And he knows that he can deceive you more easy if he gives you a palette of food that looks really good. And it's got truth attached to it. And you're swept away by it. And then inside is filtered poison, heresy, lies, complacency, lukewarmness. Yeah. And so he's like I always tell people, rat poison. Most people, would you eat rat poison?
No.
Why not?
Because I know what it is.
It'll kill you, right? But do you know how much poison is actually in rat poison? Like 5%. Do you know what the rest of the rat poison is?
What?
Yummy protein. The yummy protein, the rats like it, and it carries the poison through their bloodstream and kills them.
God.
So let me give you an example. That's like a pastor who speaks really good, and he's funny, and he talks about the culture and makes jokes about sports, and people just love him so much, and that's that protein carrying it through, and then he teaches them heresy and false ways, and they just give him a pass, and they're swept away in his sin and deception.
Right.
So the gospel that I preach is you must come to faith in Jesus Christ, the Most High, the one true only way, his death, burial, and resurrection. He defeated death for us. He shed his blood for us. He was the perfect God-man to show us the way. Most people stop there and say, well, Hoyle, just believe in Jesus. And it's like, no, even the demons believe and tremble.
Right.
The Bible says, Jesus' first ministry words, what were they? Repent and seek the kingdom of God. I'm a street preacher. That's why I raised my voice.
Yeah.
He said,
He said,
repent. Repent is to change your mind, change your ways. You see
attitude.
Jesus, and you
attitude.
Decide to follow him.
Change your attitude.
Change your attitude, but also your ways. It's
That's
not
right.
just your attitude,
That's
it's
right.
your ways. And so when you change your ways, you come out of the culture in its form, its normal ways. You come out of man-made religion, you test all things, whether you're Baptist, Lutheran, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, whatever man-made flavor, you test all those. You come out of your flesh, because your flesh is going to lead you astray. Your flesh and your enemy are your worst enemies. Your flesh and Satan are your worst enemies.
That's right.
And so through repentance, then the Bible says in Acts 5, when God sees a willing vessel, you're a vessel, I'm a vessel. When God sees a willing vessel, he gives you the Holy Spirit. I don't know when and how that happens. It's a little different for everybody. As long as it's not unbiblical, as long as it's not some crazy charismatic way, which is totally false, where people are jumping up and down, screaming, yelling, slain in the Spirit. None of that's of God. The Holy Spirit's infusing you when the Father sees a willing vessel. And then you strive in holiness and obedience. The fruit that you're of God is not what comes out of your lips only. Jesus said they worship me with their lips, but they're far from me. The fruit that you're of God is, look at those trees. If that's a pine tree, what do you expect to see on that come time of its season? Cones, right. If it's an oak tree, what do you expect to see? I think we're under an oak tree. There's acorns. Look, they're all crushed. That's the fruit that you're born of God. Most people in America think going to church and saying I love Jesus is going to get them into the kingdom. And it's like, what's your fruit? Do you live like the world? Do you talk like the world? Do you act like the world? Do you dress like the world? Do you live like the world? Do you entertain like the world? Do you follow politics like the world? None of that's of the Father. So the fruit you're truly born of God is holiness and obedience. And the last part, you got to endure. Have you ever been married or are you married?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to endure in your marriage?
Of course. Yes,
I'm married. I got to endure it every day. I got to show up. I got to be faithful. I got to take care of her. She has to do the same. It's a covenant. We have a blood covenant with God, and so we have to endure. That gospel I just preached you, it's on that card. That's like void of almost 99% of the religious people I know in America. They usually only say faith. They'll tell you faith alone saves you. Not one Bible verse in the Bible says faith alone saves you. The Bible says you're not saved by faith alone in James 2. You're saved by faith and works. Your works justify your faith. I want to be clear. We can never work our way to heaven. You ruined your perfect righteousness. I ruined my perfect righteousness. But you know what? If you tell me you love your wife, don't give me lip service. Tell me I've been faithful for 30 years. I take care of her. That's proof to you love your wife. If I see you running around with other women and you tell me you love your wife, are you a liar?
Yeah.
So if you tell me you love God, but you live like the world and you live in sin and worldliness and pride and vanity and politics and false man-made religion, are you not also a liar? Amen. So that's my proclamation to you. I'm a street preacher. I said my piece. What say you?
Oh, I like what you do.
Are you united to a religious body these days?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
I go Mount Moriah Church of Deliverance.
Mount Moriah Church of Religion?
Deliverance. I got to yell. I'm a street preacher, but I don't like to yell anymore.
Church of Deliverance.
Mount Moriah,
what you said?
Yeah. Church of Deliverance. Don't think I'm mad if I... Because I don't know, people saying, I can't hear you. Either.
Yeah.
But I used to do that. I did.
Yeah. Well, the Bible says, go lift up your voice. Now,
well,
I don't need to do it right in front of you.
See,
so what say you about your...
You know what, that's defense. Now, let me talk. Yeah. You asked me, right?
Sure, what's up?
Okay, look, I'm just going to applaud you for doing what you do. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, God blesses those that are faithful.
Amen, he does.
He does.
He does.
You launched out into the deep.
Yeah, we've been doing it for so long, it don't even feel like that. This is home.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. We're headed for home, and this ain't home. It's home doing what the Father's called us to do. So we just like to tell people we're living through this life. We're just waiting to die or for the Lord to come back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You definitely... I was wanting to hear what you had to say because I'm pastor of a church.
Oh, you're a pastor.
Mm-hmm. And we meet... We're going to have our meeting on Sunday.
Yeah. You do or don't?
What did I... Would you... Well, you got earring issues?
I do have ear
problems.
You
do, okay.
You do? That's why
we are having church service on Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
At 3 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, and you are invited to come.
Yeah.
For whomever is there.
In this town?
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoever the Lord calls to come there, they'll be there.
Yeah.
So you.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I don't unite to people I don't know. So that's not how it works. If you look at the disciples in the New Testament, they never united to people that they didn't know were walking in the truth. They didn't go. They didn't sing. You know, they didn't go. They didn't pray.
That's a little weird for me.
Well,
that's a little strange.
That's exactly what the Bible teaches.
I'm just saying. Well, I'm not arguing with you.
We model ourselves after the New Testament.
Well, that's good.
And you can't see them doing that anywhere.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like...
Aren't we supposed to be like that?
I'm not like way out like that. You probably know a lot more than me.
Way out? You're a pastor. Way out. Shouldn't we be keeping the word of God?
Yeah. Well, listen. You probably more knowledgeable than me, right? You probably...
I don't know about that.
You keep interrupting me, so I'm figuring you know more than I do.
Well, no, but I mean...
Well, why are you interrupting me?
But wait, you said... I like to hold people to their words.
Yeah.
You said that's foreign to you, that we shouldn't unite to people that we aren't united to in the faith. And I said that's what they did in the
unite?
New Testament.
No, you don't unite. You go out and evangelize.
Okay. You want me to come and preach the gospel to your church?
Of course.
You mean you want me to come up front and call everybody out of the sin that I see there?
The sins that you see, you see sin?
Well, I'm saying if you ask me to come there...
Are you a prophet?
I do a prophet's job. I'm not a prophet, but I do a prophet's job. And a prophet shows up. I'm not a prophet, but I do a prophet's job today. Here's what the prophets did. Called of God, to go preach the word of God. They got new revelation. I don't get new revelation. I have the sealed word. Called to go preach the gospel. And if the context is to people that are already claiming Jesus, the prophet showed up in Israel and said, you are in idolatry. You are in sin. The Most High has sent me to call you out of your sinfulness. Otherwise, he's going to judge and destroy you. So if I show up at a Christian church, I'm always looking for fellowship with true believers following in holiness. What I find all across America is people that gather in buildings are compromised in much sin, whether it be their pagan holidays. Do you guys keep Christmas and Easter?
What did you say?
What is it? You said out like this. What does that mean? Do you keep them? Do you practice them? Do you acknowledge them?
Look, you're antagonistic.
I'm asking a question.
Listen, because I came over, and I'm feeling like you're trying to out talk loud.
Well, I have a hearing problem, so I do talk loud,
and I asked you to raise it so I could hear you.
So.
And it's like you're challenging what I'm
saying. Do we need to whisper God's word? Jesus said, go lift your voice up.
Well, why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling. I'm saying he said, go lift your voice up. I'm not yelling at you. Well, you want me to yell at you, I'll show you what yelling is, but I'm not going to.
Oh, well, no,
I'd rather leave. Lift up my voice.
You're probably used to that.
So you do keep Christmas and Easter, which are pagan ways.
Do I keep Christmas?
Practice them. Acknowledge them on those days.
You said that.
Do you?
Is that a challenge question?
Yes. It's a testing question.
Well, what?
Because we're going to look your church up on the website. It's a testing question. Do you keep pagan holidays?
Why would I keep pagan holidays?
Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays.
Why would I?
Do you? Do you? Yes or no? Can I tell you something? In love. In love, as a pastor, Hoyle, you're standing or preaching with your head covered. You know, the Bible says men are supposed to. You notice my wife has her head covered? Do you teach ladies to cover their heads? Okay, so that's unbiblical. Your head's covered with a baseball hat while you're preaching and trying to reason in the Word of God. You're talking about the things of God. That's proclaiming. Yeah. That's proclaiming. My head's uncovered.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's 600. What do you say to the hypocrite? He said, you're talking about the corn, and then you are, the minor things that you're not doing.
Minor?
He says, you're talking about. I'm going to grab it for you. But you're talking about the 612 thing, and you avoid the minor thing.
No.
The minor thing is love.
No. You're talking Torah law.
The great thing is love.
I'm not talking Torah law. 1 Corinthians 11 teaches women to cover their heads. Is that in Torah, Hoyle?
Why are you?
Is that in Torah?
Picking the small
Jesus
thing.
Said the Pharisees, he said, you do well to keep them all.
Yeah, well,
why aren't you keeping all of the New Testament?
I see why.
Why aren't you keeping all of the New Testament?
No.
You're compromised, I can tell. You live in sin. Yeah. You're compromised.
You live in sin. You live in deception.
What sin? Show me
deception.
My sin. Show me it.
Because you're yelling
Show
at me.
I'm not yelling
you
at you.
You don't even know me.
You need a rebuke as a pastor. You need a rebuke, not love.
So I have to know before I rebuke. God didn't tell me anything about you.
You keep pagan holidays. You don't teach women. You call yourself a pastor. Okay. You gather on Sunday. It's not the Lord's day. Pastors need a rebuke. They don't need coddling. People seeking truth get love and long-suffering. Pastors like you are the Pharisees that Jesus stood against and said, you worship God in vain. With your teaching the commandments of men, Christmas, Easter, pagan holidays. You worship God in vain.
You're speaking for today.
Yeah, I know. I already know about you. I promise you. You know what I'm going to do? Just because I love you, I'm going to put a testing up of your religious body on my website to warn other people. And on there, it'll show people what you're doing that's sinful, and they should repent of that. I'm going to do that. And it'll go all over. When people search your body, it'll come up.
Okay, good.
And it'll be all about you.
That doesn't infect Jesus. Jesus is not intimidated. God's not intimidated by you.
Jesus intimidated by the
truth? By you?
By the truth?
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
By the truth of God?
I rebuke you, Satan. Yeah.
You came up to me.
Yes, I did.
You came up to me.
And it's a good thing I did, because I'm rebuking you in the name of
Jesus. I stand against satanic people like you. I stand against satanic people like you. Satanic, unbiblical people. You need a rebuke. Repent, false teacher. Repent to save your soul. You'll see the testing of you. Repent. God be praised.